The original research article entitled Patient-Reported Treatment Outcomes in ME/CFS and Long COVID was authored by Eki and Peng from the Massachusetts General Hospital in the USA. It was published in PNAS in July 2025. There are currently no FDA-approved treatments for ME/CFS and Long COVID. This study aimed to examine patient-reported outcomes of treatments to help identify management strategies that can improve symptoms and provide new avenues for research. This study included 3,925 participants, 2,125 with ME/CFS, and 1,800 with long COVID, with the majority reporting formal diagnoses. Participants were surveyed to investigate their perceived benefits of more than 150 treatments. Participants rated each treatment for its perceived benefit to their overall condition and specific symptoms. Summarized results were compared to the use of a vitamin C supplement as a control. Both groups reported the same primary symptoms: fatigue, PEM, brain fog, unrefreshing sleep, and orthostatic intolerance-related symptoms, matching Institute of Medicine ME/CFS diagnostic criteria. The perceived treatment benefits reported by both groups were highly correlated. Disease severity, sex, disease duration, diagnosis status, and age had a greater influence on perceived treatment benefit than diagnosis. Some treatments were considered helpful for a broad range of symptoms. Treatments with the greatest perceived benefit included pacing, fluids electrolytes, and compression stockings. Graded exercise therapy received the lowest, with most participants reporting harm. However, as some participants reported harm from certain treatments and the study had limitations, the authors emphasized the importance of tailoring treatment to each patient's individual needs. The authors created four participant symptom profiles: I, multisystemic symptomatology; 2, POTS dominant presentation; I, cognitive and sleep dysfunction with increased pain; and I, milder symptomatology. The treatments with the greatest perceived benefits were largely effective across the profiles. However, other treatments showed varying effects across different profiles. Limitations of the study included self-reported data, symptom, comorbidity and treatment diversity, potential biases, non-randomization, and low sample size for some treatments. The authors suggest the findings highlight opportunities to consider combining ME/CFS and long COVID in research and clinical care. Given the lack of FDA-approved treatments, participants' reported experiences may provide insights to guide the development and testing of potential treatments.